What a privilege it is to lift up the prayers and concerns of the people of our congregation here at Peace. Let us now rise and do exactly that. Let us pray for the whole people of God and for all people according to their needs. For those who are marked with the sign of the cross and sealed with the Holy Spirit, that the children of God may hold forth the word of truth throughout the world, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For Peace Lutheran Church, that we may see the great need for the truth of God's word in our local community and shine Christ's light in our neighborhoods, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For all who serve in positions of leadership in our government, along with those who serve in our armed forces, that our mighty fortress would protect them as they serve to protect our freedoms. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word.
For all those with illness of heart, mind, and body, especially this day for Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Sandy, Dawn, Blake, Johanna, Rachel, Dawn, Kylie, Jim and Donna, Monique, Raleigh, Peggy, Roy and Tiffany, for an extra hedge of protection on our youth, for Tim's mother, Joan, for Adeline in ICU, and for Karen. We pray for them that they may be set free from their infirmities and rest in the healing presence of our Savior. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For these and all other concerns we have, that as we bow before heaven's throne, we know that Christ alone brings our petitions before our loving Father. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. The table has been prepared. All are welcome.